My grandson says that a kangaroo can jump higher than the Empire State Building because the Empire State Building can't jump.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Thanks for tuning in. Someone asked why I end certain programs with the words, "Now go make someone's day." Well, perhaps a story will provide the answer. It was written by one of my favorite authors, Anonymous. It all started at the dollar store when an elderly woman caught my attention. Dressed to the nines, her light blue suit spoke of an era long past when fashion was elegant and simple. Matching hat, slightly askew, adorned her gray hair. A string of pearls dangled delicately around her neck. She looked out of place at the checkout as if she'd belonged to a time long gone. Still, she held a grace that seemed timeless. Her hands trembled as she tried, and failed, to input her PIN number at the register. Behind me, I heard a man's frustrated sigh. The cashier stood with shoulders stiff. Everyone in line was feeling the strain. I stepped forward. "Let's try one more time, sweetheart." The woman with her soft, weathered smile nodded gratefully, and this time the machine beeped green. "Well, isn't that something?" she laughed, her voice light with surprise and amusement. I smiled back and laughed too. "Now I know your PIN number," I said, and we both laughed again. I didn't think much of it as I turned to walk out, but as I did, I saw her again struggling with her cart. I stepped toward her, but she hesitated. "I can manage," she said softly, but she relented, and together we walked toward her car. Her name was Dixie. I told her mine and helped load her bags into the trunk. "I used to be faster," she said apologetically. "I can't even remember my PIN number." I smiled. "I've forgotten your PIN number, too." We laughed. "You're doing just fine, Dixie." In that fleeting moment, I felt a pang of regret that we as a society have allowed people like her to feel forgotten. Regret that we often treat our elderly as inconveniences, not reminders that time is precious, that we all have a story. As I soon discovered, Dixie had lived a full life. Born in Holland, she had faint memories of the 1945 liberation of her homeland. Then a marriage, loss of a husband, the joy of grandchildren. I listened, fascinated. As I said goodbye, she kept thanking me, then reached for her wallet, fumbling for cash to hand me in exchange for my help. I politely refused. "You don't owe me a thing," I told her. But she insisted. "People don't do that anymore," she said. Now, in the twilight of her life, did she see kindness as something that had to be bought? Has kindness lost its place in a world where we're far too hurried and self-centered to help a stranger? Have we forgot how to live as Leviticus 19:32 instructs us, showing respect for the elderly? Or 1 Timothy 5:1, where we're told to treat older men as fathers and older women as mothers? If we are too busy to act with compassion, show empathy, and practice soul-enriching kindness that builds communities and bridges and relationships, we're too busy. Practicing kindness must be like breathing, a part of who we are, a way of living. Who among us can't offer a smile, hold a door open, or help someone load groceries into their car without expectation, without memorizing their PIN number? Let's remind people like Dixie that they're valued. They're not a burden. After all, that is what God has done for us. Be the living expression of God's kindness. Kindness in your face, kindness in your eyes, kindness in your smile. Now, go make someone's day.
At Laugh Again, we share a message of hope and joy rooted in Jesus with thousands of listeners every weekday. But this isn't meant to be one-sided. We want to hear from you, too. Leslie recently wrote, "This ministry has been so helpful to me. I share episodes with my family. I'm forever grateful." What does Laugh Again mean to you? We'd love to hear your story. Visit laughagain.us/contact and share it with us today. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.